The sustainable production of coffee, and indeed other crops, is more of a cultural rather than environmental commitment, according to the manager of the largest coffee farm in the United States. Fred Cowles, the general manager of Kauai Coffee Company on the Pacific Ocean Island, Hawaii, says the way a company treats its workers, land, and local community is as important as the steps it takes to ensure the health of the environment. Mr. Cowles has been speaking to the International Labour Organization as part of a photography project called Dignity at Work, the American Experience. He met Kevin Cassidy, the director of the ILO's Office for the United States, at sunrise at the farm he manages on Kauai. Mr. Cassidy began by asking him if the techniques used at the farm were replicable in other parts of the world.
Well, some of the things that we're doing for the coffee right now are, as all good ideas are, they're borrowed from other folks. I don't think of good ideas. I'm looking elsewhere for whoever else has good ideas that I believe can begin to make a difference in my farm. So much of what I'm learning about the soil, I'm learning from an agronomist who studies grapes and rice and other production systems. And he happens to be an organic farmer, and I'm not organic yet, but we talk about how we can get there. We look at how other coffee growers are growing things, but because of my mechanization and my scale, my parents' coffee farm is completely different than mine. It's hand done, and many of the techniques don't cross. So where do I go to learn the best in the world? I'm studying grapes, I'm studying almonds, I'm studying the cherry industry on the mainland, for instance. I grow cherry, that's what we call the fruit on a coffee tree. And I was talking to a cherry grower, an actual Bing cherry grower, and we had quite a lot in common. We're both growing fruit. His techniques are completely different. His market is different because he's actually selling the fruit. I'm just selling seeds for my fruit. So we're constantly looking out there. Much of what I've studied on soil science, even things like biochar and things like that, are coming from older ways of doing things. Familiar with biochar, it's basically the amount of partially burned carbon that's being sequestered in the soil. This, I think, can be one of the best carbon sinks in the world, especially when we start to get our organic matter up and our carbon counts up. Really a tremendous laboratory. In fact, we'll drive by my future lab site. I want this to be a soil center of excellence where students come and study soil science in a working environment, not theoretical, but. And the other thing about soil is it's ubiquitous. Everybody has soil, except for a few aquaponics and hydroponics. Soil is universal.
Can I just ask a question about your association with the Rainforest Alliance? And so what does that mean to you, to the business, to the community?
Well, when I first went into the project of certification for brand purposes, what does it mean to our brand? I was viewing it as environmental, chemical use, cultivation practices, water use. But when I began to understand where Fairtrade and Rainforest Alliance are working, sustainability is not environmental. Sustainability is cultural. So it's a systematic look at how this business affects everything around it. So it's how we treat our workers. By the way, I've still got a unionized workforce left over from the sugar days, and it works. It works for us because we can communicate on things cleanly. It's a contract that allows us to say, this is how we're going to work together. Are we good? Good. And that works quite well. Things like how we treat the outside community, not just inside, but how we treat the outside community. Fair trade's going to allow us to give into our community, by the decisions of my workers, not me, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for whatever they need. Now, we have roads and schools and hospitals and sanitation, so we're probably not going to have to invest in that. But what can we be doing? Is it scholarships? Is it training? Is it additional benefits for my team? Is it drug rehab? Is it environmental causes? Is it disaster relief? All the things that my team cares about that we're now empowering them to say, go make a difference. So we moved from a production-based understanding of sustainability to really seeing it as truly community around us, which again fits the Hawaiian model quite well.
My last question for you is just, I mean, you've talked about it in a number of ways. What are the skills that you have to bring to your job every day? What are the three or four most important skills in doing this job here today?
Well, the two, I can list three quite easily because I think about them every day. The first is team building. How do I assemble a team that everybody is fully engaged and can do what they need to do? The second is problem solving. We're always running up against things that no other coffee farm in the world is solving because we do things differently. And the third is ownership or leadership, the ability to actually view where we want to go and get it down to the very beginning step within every single component of what we're doing. We stopped and looked at the pruning operation. That team is doing things differently today than they did last year because of discussions within the team about how they do that. So that's teamwork, problem solving, and ownership down to the lowest levels.
Communication seems to be an important part of all of this.
Well, yeah, that's our medium of exchanging ideas is communication. Yeah.
Fantastic.